You're listening to SBS News.
Out in the deepest area of the Baltic Sea, a wide froth of methane is bubbling up to the surface from the Nord Stream pipes, which are more than 1,200 metres long. The circles of froth caused by the methane hitting the surface are, in some parts, at least 1.5 kilometres wide. There are leaks off Denmark, and according to the Swedish Coast Guard, a fourth leak on the Nord Stream pipelines has been reported off southern Sweden. Before the leaks were disclosed, explosions were recorded by seismologists in Denmark, Norway and Finland. Professor of Climate Processes at the University of Reading, Bill Collins, says a large quantity of gas has escaped.
People are working on these to try and measure how much gas and to make these estimates. So some people have been talking about releases of around 250,000 tonnes of methane.
Professor Collins says methane in the atmosphere leads to higher levels of ozone at the surface, where it's poisonous and acts as a greenhouse gas, which contributes to global warming. But he adds the damage it could cause will be limited as long as the leaks are stopped.
So it's not as if it were a very sort of localized pollutant that would be, you know, really dangerous to the inhabitants of, you know, Sweden and Norway. This is something that will get blown around the world. It'll get diluted. But in the other sense, you can think it's going to affect more people that way. So this will affect everybody. It'll affect ozone levels for everybody in the world, but only a tiny amount because it's so diluted by then.
But Professor Collins adds that long sustained leaks from natural gas distribution networks across the world are still an issue for both surface ozone and climate change. The explosions at the gas pipes are causing international concern, with the Western Defence Alliance, NATO, warning any deliberate attack against allies' critical infrastructure would be met with a united and determined response. Two of the leaks are on the Nord Stream 1 pipeline that recently stopped supplying gas, while the other two are on Nord Stream 2 that never started operating. Although they were not running, both pipelines were filled with gas, which has escaped and bubbled to the surface. The Nord Stream pipelines run through the Baltic to transport gas from Russia to Germany. The Danish and Swedish governments believe the leaks off their countries were deliberate actions. Professor of Process Engineering at the University of Sheffield, Joan Cordner, says the amount of escaped gas makes an accidental cause unlikely.
You know, when we design and build these things, we take into account the hazard assessment and the risk assessment of massive storms, of debris, like the hurricane in Florida, debris hitting. So it couldn't have been from anything like that, because they're designed and built to stand that. The only thing this could have been was a really, really powerful force, like you would see in an explosion, or, you know, if it had been a real seismic event, you know, catastrophic seismic event. And I think the experts in that area are saying that there were explosions seen in the area, but not earth movement.
Professor Cordner says the steel and concrete pipes are especially built to withstand attacks, so the explosion must have been generated by an enormous force. Maintenance of the deep water pipes is done by special drones and expert divers. Professor Cordner believes security measures, such as cameras, would do little to prevent an attack.
It's an awful long pipe to be able to see everything, and I don't know if you've ever dived, but often the visibility underground is not that good. So typically what they would have cameras on are the real critical safety features, so like those relief valves I was talking about. So it would be at key points, but it's more monitoring with like pressure gauges and temperature gauges that are communicated back to the surface are typically how you would monitor this sort of really long pipe.
But Professor Cordner argues the site of the incident is revealing.
This section was in almost the deepest part of the water. So in some ways should have been the safest part, because it's away from shipping. It's in a deep trench. So it wouldn't have been the part I would expect that you would have the monitoring in. And if this was an intentional event, you're not going to go for the place that you know it's being monitored, are you?
According to Professor Cordner, detecting the exact details is a difficult task.
You will see, you know, pipe bends one way or the other way, but it could be it's just shattered in so many pieces that it'll be, somebody will have the job of piecing it all together to work it out.
Some European officials and energy experts claim the Russian government is likely to blame for any disruption, although others caution against pointing fingers until investigators are able to determine what happened. Earlier this week, NATO warned it'll strike back against any attacks on the critical infrastructure of its 30 member countries, suggesting the damage to the Baltic Nord Stream pipelines in international waters off Denmark is the result of sabotage. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov called the possible attacks very concerning news. And that story by Associated Press. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.